You cannot talk about superfans in Seattle without saying two words, 12th man. 68,000 fans on their feet screaming loud enough to cause the needle on the Richter scale to move. Two powerfully loyal fans are...
Shannon Love. They call me Mr. Love.
My name is Lauren Big Low Sandretsky.
We're sitting in the sidewalk seating area outside a sports bar called the Hawk's Nest.
We are not allowed to choose our names. A fan must give you a name.
Player.
Or a player.
Player gave me my name. Sam Perkins used to play for the Sonics. He's like, dude, you're everywhere, man. What's your name? And I said, Lauren. And he said, I'm just going to call you Low. Big Low. And it was perfect.
It's noon on a weekday. The bar is actually closed, but out on the sidewalk, complete strangers high-five each other, especially if you're both wearing something Seahawks.
Seahawks on the knuckles.
Big Low's talking about the Seahawks tattoos that cover his entire body.
I got Hasselbeck tribute, Daryl Tapp tribute, Laura Malloy. I got a big old Marshawn Lynch on my left leg that, man, it's just a piece to show the guy that, hey, I love you, man.
He's got a lot of love to offer. Big Low is 6'8". 300 plus pounds.
Rumble, C-Town, rumble!
Now, Lauren, he dresses as Big Low, and that's his deal because that's his personality. That's his energy. You look at me.
You can't miss him. The guy's wearing a lime green zoot suit.
I wear the green suits, the white suits, the fedora hats. People go, what is that? That is my personality. And as I say to every 12th man fan, they go, what do we do? How do we dress? Who are you? What is your personality? What is your love? Expand on that and feel free to shout it out to the world. And now that's what people are doing. You are seeing all sorts of characters in the 12th man world.
Preach on, Mr. Love, because these days, longtime fans, bandwagon fans in Seattle, everybody's a Seahawks fan.
And that is a beautiful thing.
Florangela Davila, KPLU News.
Jack, Jack, or Quack, the limo drivers on a Super Bowl, VIP attack, represent the Bronco fans from the Mile High City.
All eyes are on Ralph Williams Jr., a.k.a. limo driver, as he pulls up to the curb in his 35-foot-long orange limousine. That's only 5 feet shorter than a semi-trailer. The limo comes equipped with illusion mirrors and a karaoke system. It can fit up to 20 fans.
If I go to a gas station, it's a guarantee that people, they're taking pictures. If I go to the grocery store and come out, people are surrounding the car taking pictures wherever I go. So if I was a guy that was in a hurry all the time, I'd be in trouble.
Limo driver's signature costume is an orange chauffeur suit with any one of the 5 signature rhinestone-encrusted hats he's designed himself. He's also a songwriter with his own YouTube channel, and he's produced a new video just in time for the Super Bowl. It's called Roll with Limo Driver. The Mile High Monsters are a father and son duo. Carrie and Wesley Green's monster suits look like a cross between a Muppet and Cousin Ed from the Addams Family. Carrie Green constructs the costumes by hand from orange pom-poms.
You know, we were collecting them in the stadium after every game. The one time we were walking out the gate, and there was full boxes of pom-poms sitting right there. So I just picked one up and tossed it on my shoulder and walked out.
Kiki Gilderhus is an art historian and dean at the Rocky Mountain College of Art and Design. She's impressed by the level of creativity these superfans display.
Well, I really like the idea that the football is this vehicle for this intense artistic practice.
This Sunday, Limo Driver and the Mile High Monsters will do everything in their power to outshine the Seahawks superfans. Anjemay Woods, Colorado Public Radio News.